This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Chavetz Chaim, Parshas Maaseh. V'loy sachanifu es ha'aretz asher atem ba. Don't flatter the land. V'loy tetame es ha'aretz asher atem yoshim ba. Don't contaminate the land. Says the Chavetz Chaim, hine isa b'sifri v'loy sachanifu es ha'aretz harezu asher lechanefin. It's a warning for flattery. The Ramban says, first it warns not to take a bribe from murderers. V'chazar v'hizr shalei nachnif lohem lema alasam oy lesakvam v'kavid mishpachtam b'li mekach shoychad. Don't take bribes. Don't flatter them. Don't show them favoritism because of their position, power, honor. Because if we do flatter them, and it will flatter the land. V'hi chanfa tachas yoshveha. That's the Ramban. It will not allow the people to live in the land. So he quotes over here from the Psicha of Sefer Chavetz Chaim in Ber Mayim Chaim Ois Tezayin. He brings from Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, one of the Balei HaTosfos. V'yizor Adam in Hachanufa Shekein Oinsha Maruba. A person should be careful. Now this is the Re'im, one of the Balei HaTosfos, that whose position is you should be careful from flattery. The punishment is very, very great. Damar Rabbi Elazar Kol Eda Sheish B'Chanufa L'Soif Goyla. V'amar Rev Yehuda Bar Abba Dalid Kito Sein Mekam Tanya Shechina. One of them is Kat Chanifim. V'Hamachanif Nikra Metamei Aretz and is over Loisa Chanifu. V'chayiv Adam Limsar Atzmai L'Sakana V'al Yasi Es Navshay Avoin Ashma Kaza. You should put your life in danger and not bear such a great sin. And this is a very common. Sometimes somebody comes over to you and says, Did you hear what the rabbi did? Did you hear what the rabbi said? So what are you going to do? You're going to punch him in the face and say you're a Rasha, you're a Baal Lashon Hara? No, you don't have the guts to do that. You should do that. So what do you nod your head. You nod your head. You say, yeah. You know, meaning, you're thinking, oh, vai, what the guy doing? But that's not what you're doing. That's not the message you're conveying. The message you're conveying is, you're maskim b'haskama gemura b'Allah u'b'shvua to every single word the guy's saying. Because you want to make the guy feel good. Or like this, the guy sitting next to you during Chazar Sashatz, he takes out his phone, he says, look, he shows you on the news what happened. You go, wow, it's amazing. You're a Rasha. Could be you do other good things. But if you did that, you're Rasha. It's not me, not my words. I'm a nice guy. I would not call you that. I'm just telling you what the halacha calls you, you know? It's loy sachanifu es ha'aretz. You're over a lav in the Torah. You're not mekabel pnei hashchina. It's the lav of chanufa. Who says this? The Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim was an Orthodox rabbi. And he says from the Rishonim that if somebody speaks gunus to you and you shake your head and then you say, yeah, you know, you add on a few words for a cherry on top because you want to be machnif him. Because why do you want to be machnif the guy? The guy gives you benefits. Zehu be'etzam lav dechanufa. Ve'al inyan kazeh shayich ma shenemar v'samta sakin b'loyecha im bal nefesh ata. Better to put a knife in your belly. V'gam shayich al zeh ma'amara mutav sheyikari adam shoyte kol yama v'al yiyah rasha sha'achas lefnei amakai. Someone who violates chanufa, somebody comes to do an avera, and you consent, so to speak, you shake your head in agreement, Hashem calls you a name that's not good. It's spelled Resh Shin Ayin. Ayin Besoita, B'maisa de Agrifas HaMelech, By the way, we learned this already in Sefer Chofetz Chaim, Mamish word for word. There's a story with Agrifas. He was reading in the Torah. He got up to the Pasuk. He started crying, but I'm the king and I'm a Nachri. They said, no, don't worry. You're our brother. You're our brother. We're brothers. At that moment in time, Chaklal Yisrael incurred destruction. Chanufa is very severe. Ad kedei kach, the Rishonim say that even though there are three averas that are yeharig val yavar, this avera is like a very borderline avera that you would have to put your life in danger not to violate. It's not clear, do you actually have to give up your life? Now, why would that be? Why would you have to give up your life not to violate chanufa? It's not one of the big three. You ever wonder about that? Why would you have to endanger your life not to give up the big three? Ayin, the sefer, the darkness and the dawn, that brings from the Yam Shel Shloimei, a Masechta Baba Kama, that when the Chachamim were asked, what's the halacha if a Jew damages a Gentile or a Gentile damages a Jew, they said the truth. Ask the Yam Shel Shloimei why they said the truth. The Sakonas Nefashos. Says the Yam Shel Shloimei, because misrepresenting the Torah is apikarsos. You cannot save your skin to misrepresent the Torah. In other words, if a Gentile comes and says, what's the halacha? Do you have to wash an egel vaser in the morning? If you say you do, if you say the halacha requires you to, they're going to kill you. Are you allowed to fudge the halacha to save your life? You can't. You can't fudge one sif in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a guy says, do you need to do shif shuf yadayim by netilas yadayim? What does the Ramah hold that you need to do shif shuf? Are you allowed to fudge that? No, you can't even save your life to fudge that. Why not? It's not one of the big three. It is one of the big three. In a certain sense, chanufa is one of the big three. The guy's coming over to you, and he's saying, you know, you want to hear this juicy piece of Lashon Hara? You heard what it? And you're basically, you're going, what do you mean? What are you nodding your head? You're telling the guy you're allowed to sin? No, you're fudging the Torah. You got to put yourself in danger for that. Again, I'm saying a chiddush to explain this position in the Rishonim of why all of a sudden we find by a new law in the Torah that you would have to endanger yourself not to violate. This is almost borderline misrepresenting the Torah. Okay, have a great day, everyone. Hatzlacha Rabba.
Recording stopped.
Good. The in the Dershu on the time, it brings different acharonim. It brings a Moshe, there's a Ramosha about giving a possible doctor who's married to a shiksa psicha in the shul. It is not the Chalal Chanufa.
Mm-hmm. But does he bring the Inyan? I think we discussed this in Chavetz Chaim. What's the inyan that you have to endanger your life? Where does that come from?
It's on the Lashon of the Rishonim.
It's on the Ra'im, right?
Yeah. The Ga'inim, Shlomo ben Gavirol.
But, by the way, the Chavetz Chaim, in Sefer Chavetz Chaim, codify, he's ma'atik this on the top of the page, meaning, we read these words. It's not the Ber Mayim Chaim. I think it's on the main. 1 second.
Yeah, it's right there. Look good. The Makor Chaim post Zayin. What did he say in the Sefer? And the Chavetz Chaim on the Torah. What did he write? The Ber Mayim.
No, he writes the Ber Mayim Chaim Oist Zayin. Isn't it on the top of the page?
Yes.
I remember it, yeah? I remember it being on the top of the page.
Yeah.
So the question is, why v'chayiv adam limsar atzmei l'sakana? You hear my chiddush? I'm extrapolating based on the Yam Shel Shlomai. The Yam Shel Shlomai says that misrepresenting the Torah is begeder heresy, which some explain when Zecharia ben Avkula said, "Yoimru bale mumin kraven." About Zecharia, you can't be makriv of the karma with the mum. They're gonna say bale mumin kraven, okay, but they're gonna destroy the Yushalayim. They're gonna kill thousands of Jews. Who cares if they're gonna say yoimru bale mumin kraven? So B'Sefer Hanal suggests that it's based on this Yam Shel Shlomai.
Okay, very good.
So the question is, why did the Chachamim criticize him? L'chayra, he's right. They said, An v'sanusay shel Rav Zechariah ben Avkula hechriva beitenu. Yeah, so l'chayra, because... Yeah. In other words, it puts Rav Zechariah ben Avkula in a new light.
Right.
Ayin b'sefer, the darkness and the dawn.
Great. Fascinating, but, by the way, Shulchan Aruch, we learned today, he starts saying, how many times does the Bahá'u'lláh say that? It's like a summary and a nakamina and absolute clarity. This is confusing,
you know. So you have to explain the word clearly and summarize it. Isn't there anywhere else in Shabbat? Yeah, I hear. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Are there any like koilim in Eretz Yisrael, Taras koilim, that they learn Netilas Yadayim for his man?
I guess there must be. I haven't seen any advertisements. It's, you know, it's not such a big pull, but it's very, very longish, really.
Okay, have a good day, Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.